The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly Bidlin on his way to Austin, Texas, right in the heart of a tropical storm. Not the heart, because it's not on the coast, but you get the idea. It's still going to be inclement weather. Dustin Sweetelson will be in with me tomorrow. Very excited.
Overall, great guy.
Great. Overall, great guy. Steve Fezzik on the show tomorrow for a few segments. So look forward to that. I hope you have safe travels. I know that's not the only place you're going, so we'll
miss bounce around. Should be some good time off.
All right. It's the second hour of the Thursday show. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
How we doing?
We're doing.
Good.
Well, is this a new ensemble you got here? A little black stripe thing?
You know, there's this company that sells these shirts. I don't know the name of it. It's a Cuban shirt. It's a Cubavera, the name of it. So they sell these shirts, and if I like a certain shirt, I'll buy many of them.
Oh.
This is the one that I actually bought like four of. But yeah, this is like one of the first times.
You said it's a Cubavera?
C-U-B-U-E-R-A. Cubavera.
Because yeah, that's a play on Guayabera.
And right, yeah. Exactly. There
that's
you go.
Right, that's
and
right.
To be honest with you, I cannot believe how reasonable. I'm going to do an advertisement here for them.
Yeah.
How reasonable the shirts are.
All
because
right.
If you go to like DXL, which like sells these for like $90 or $80, you can go to the Cubavera site and get them for $30. So
very nice.
Yeah, getting some value. Not really trying to get value, trying to get some different options because they only have so many in the store.
Do you have a closet where these are color coordinated?
I can't believe you're saying that.
Yeah.
I do. I have a walk-in closet where I have black ones on the top,
yeah.
Then this black ones on the second row, but the next section is blue ones, which I have less. So I only wear black and blue normally.
Does the wife ever say to you, Billy, would you wear something different today? Does
no.
She ever? No, she never does.
No.
Okay.
No. She's pretty good. But, you know, I do like these it's just comfortable t-shirt and a dress down
okay.
Button down shirt.
These are cheap,
especially
places.
In the summer.
Right, Bill.
Yeah, Kelly wears a.
I'm on the site right now.
Kelly wears some nice, colorful ones.
Yeah,
DXL gets my business. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I go there too, but I do like to go. The Cuba Vera site's the best. You're going to order some now. You're going to we're going to come in and we're going to be the Bopsy twins next week.
Full linen suits. We should get matching ones.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you wear the Kangol, you're good.
Yeah.
I can't pull off that look. Come on, it's a signature look.
What's been going on with in general this past week now after the NBA? Now, what do you guys both do? Do you guys go to – I know you bet tennis, but do you go to betting more baseball or
– No.
No?
No. I had my many, many years of betting baseball every single day, so I don't necessarily have a base. I have baseball bets going, right, like a June bet on the Astros, which
okay.
will update tomorrow. So I have that, but like the days of me banging my head against the wall betting baseball every day, I don't do that. So I'm betting tennis every day. We had a College World Series bet that just lost. We have baseball, but it is sparser, obviously. And this is that time of year. But coming up, Wimbledon, we have the Open Championship in golf. And we have the Olympics as well, which a lot of people bet on. So
gotcha.
I mean,
sports are so much better in Europe right now.
Yeah.
Like over the summer. Like you got the Euros, you got Wimbledon.
Tour de France.
Open. Tour de France.
Drew's
for
all
some.
Up in that.
Are you guys happy? Like it's less than 6 weeks, the opening.
It's amazing.
The opening preseason football game. I know it's like a week in between the rest of them, but like I think it's like the 30th or the 1st is the first game.
Are you huge on preseason?
Yeah, I wish it was more preseason and less regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah, preseason's been really, really good the last couple of years.
That's information-based.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's listen, it's not – I hate when people say, inside information. Give me a break.
It's all out there.
If you just – it's out there. If you just follow beat reporters, look at different people on social media, you know what I mean?
It's a Googling contest.
Yeah. Can I Twitter better than you?
Yeah.
I like that. It's a Googling contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am betting some things. Yesterday, I was over at at South Point last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And even for the last weeks, actually, since I was in Florida and stuff, now I'm doing a lot of NFL futures, betting, teams to over-under season wins, betting some teams to win.
Do you remember what you bet?
Yesterday, I bet I went down over. Went to South Point. Went to lunch actually with Jimmy and Chris and Vinny yesterday. And who else? There was a bunch of guys there. Sharapan showed up many hours late. But
yeah. Sorry, Dave, he took a shot at you. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was coming. I would have stopped it.
Ooh, the customer left the window that was screaming and yelling. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah. You want a bottle of water?
Sigma Derby's getting very emotional over there.
Rob Meach, who I like, a reporter from that writes for Chicago Sun Times News. He was there. I had my podcast partner John Orlando there.
Wow, what a lunch this
was! It turned out to be like it was supposed to be like five of us. Mergers set it up. John Mergers, he was there, and it wound up being like eight of us. But
Where'd you go? Who paid?
Where?
Where'd you go?
Just to the cafe there. Cafe.
Oh, at the South Point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the South Point.
That little one by the sports book? The
Silverado.
Silverado.
No, is that what it's? No, it's called something.
Something else.
It's a cafe. By the way, it's 24-hour coffee. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
For old school guys.
Yeah.
It's a coffee shop. Yes. 24 hours. Yeah. You know, after midnight, steak and eggs, like $6.
I couldn't count the number of breakfast burritos I've had there.
Yeah. So I went there, and I strategically sat right by Chris and Vinny. And Jim. I wanted to hear Coronado. That's it.
Coronado.
I wanted to hear some stories, and sure enough, wow, Jimmy threw some great stories out there. Chris threw some great stories out there. I love those old times. That's why his books are great.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, especially his first book. So, yeah.
And he's looking, by the way,
Looking
for a publisher. If you can get Chrissy a publisher, let's do it.
Right. Oh. My man is cursing and screaming. Are they yelling at the Sigma Derby?
Yeah, they're very angry at the horsies.
Oh my God! He just said, "Get your A up there. Get your ass." Look, my man. All right.
Bill said A, then went ahead and doubled it.
Oh, did I? Okay, sorry. So anyway, I did go over there and I asked Chris. I said, "Chris, can I bet like a large amount on these season win totals?" He goes, "Yeah, sure." Yeah. So you know, a lot of times standalone properties. It's tough to book, just to one customer, and especially you got a rogue line. So they had the Raiders under 7-20. So that was a good line to bet the under on.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine back east sent it to me, and I thought it was a good play. So I bet it there, and they took a good bet on it. And he said, then he came out after and went to lunch. He said, "You're the second person that bet that now this week." So obviously we have a. You know, the 7 is a tough number because it's 6.5, under 6.5 plus juice. Obviously, the 7's better because they have to beat me with 8 wins.
Is that essentially what you're doing? You're looking for rogue lines at this point. It's not really a handicap.
No, that's a handicap.
Yeah,
that's a handicap because the person I know that under 6.5 plus juice too. I bet something else yesterday too. Hold on, what else did I bet? Okay, the Eagles. To win their division, I'm not trying to say, but look, come on, Washington and the Giants have no chance, right?
I like apologizing to me as it's coming out.
Yeah, I like the Eagles too. All right.
Sorry,
I wouldn't say no chance.
Really?
But okay.
All
sure.
right, they're like 12-1. They were like 12, but the Westgate had +125 on that.
There is a world where that happens, by the way. If Jaden Daniels is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
There is a world. But you're right. Okay, Philly. Yes, you bet Philly to win the division.
Thank
it's
God.
More about Philly being good and Dallas possibly being taking
God,
a step
I
back.
Think security showed up. Thank God. But we need you, sir, because there's a lot of action going on up here. But anyway, yeah. So I guess the only other thing is Dallas.
Yes.
Is Dallas. And Dallas is they were plus like 105 and they had +125 and Circa had +120. So they both got some bets yesterday on that Eagles to win the division.
What were the Eagles prices?
+125 at Westgate, +120 at Circa.
So this has been this Philly-Dallas NFC East thing has been the dynamic for a lot of years.
That's
now.
Right.
And the question always comes up, you know, if your bankroll is big enough, maybe it's worth it. Do you just bet them both at plus money? If you really believe that Washington and the Giants have no chance whatsoever, do you bet them both at plus money?
Probably a good bet.
Yeah,
probably a good bet. But you know, I'd rather go with the one I really think is going to win.
Yeah.
The Eagles and stick with that one. Gil, you said it right. I don't think there's any world that the Giants can do anything, even though they're third choice. Washington's actually fourth choice.
Yeah.
I'm anti Giants this year.
Yeah. I don't see a world where they do. But, you know, again, this is the one division, right, where it's a different division winner every single year since, what is it, 20,
21 years now in a row, I believe.
Wow.
Don't hold me to that exactly.
Streak's still going.
Wow.
I think it is, right?
Yeah. Streak is still going, yes?
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is now you have to take into consideration you have to tie up your money for 6 to 8 months, and it's not a, you know. Man, it's loud up here today. can we go over to Circa? Could DraftKings put us at Circa?
It was Cowboys last year. It was Eagles the year before, Kelly. So yeah, streak's still
back, back to 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill said out loud. The silent part out loud. Could we show Roxy? This is our buddy, Roxy Roxborough.
Wow, look how cool he looks.
Roxy Roxborough, the founder of Las Vegas Sports Consultants. I was talking with Rufus earlier this week, and Rufus happened to mention, yeah, I'm going to meet Roxy out here. Roxy's attending the Royal Ascot. Horse races, or as Ron Flatter pronounces it, Royal Ascot. So I don't know if that's the way to pronounce it or if that's Ron mimicking a British accent, an English accent, because he does that with Melbourne also.
Yeah, we got to get out to this.
I'm like, Ron, it's Melbourne. It's Melbourne, Gil. That's how the natives pronounce it. Okay? But you are not a native. So here's Roxy Roxborough with the top hat, no monocle, just the bifocal. And that's Roxy having a good time at the horse races.
Wow. He's dressed so well there. Is that because it's a certain event?
Yes, it's because it's
races. Of that particular.
So my buddy Peter Fornital is also wearing a top hat. You must dress up for these.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It how looks cool. like every guy's wearing a top hat.
Everybody's really? Wearing a top hat. That's right.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Really nice. Really nice. So,
which of the three of us could rock the. Kelly, this is all you. You
are you kidding me? I would kill that. I would kill to rock a top hat. Like, but the problem is these days you need an event like this to go to.
Oh, right.
You can't just show up.
At the show next Thursday with a hat.
Yeah. You're not going to show up at work in a top hat. Now look at Kelly. Let's bring it back to the top hat.
Like, I'm not Slash, right? Slash who always rocks the top hat.
And a monocle. More with the crack man on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out our website, VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. Today on the website, on the front page, Matt Eumann's an early look at college basketball futures. I already got my Alabama future in for next year. I think they are on the short list. Really do. They are stacked. Zach Cohen on all his tennis plays today. We had him on earlier. Johnny Lazarus, NHL Stanley Cup final, resumes tomorrow night. Such breaks between these games, man. Like, you kind of do you have that that sports fan, but not really as deep of a sports fan in your life? Like we are, for instance, to the level we are, who they want to get attached to the NBA Finals or the Stanley Cup Finals, but they're like, they lose track of when's the next game. I had a text yesterday.
Yeah, you lose his momentum. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
My brother's like, I can't get into this. Like, when's the next game?
I even think there's a difference between NBA and NHL. Like, NHL is none of them are as popular as the NFL, obviously. But I think even the NHL needs that help of, like, don't let people forget that you're out there still playing.
Low-key best comment on the show today, by the way. This was we got a tweet from Jimmy Lopez quoting you. I bet my barber.
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
Care to explain?
Truman, you owe me $50.
Care to explain?
Well, he loves to talk. He loves to talk about some of the national sports stories out there. So I went in there, and he brought up, immediately went to Caitlin Clark and wanted to talk WNBA. And I was like, I don't really want to get into all this stuff. It's a bunch of side conversations. But I'm like, if you want to talk about the basketball side of it, I'm like, this has been settled the same way in sports for so many decades. There's an enforcer 100%. That should come into play here, and whether they get suspended or whatever, that there should be someone on her team backing her up a bit here, and then all this stuff would be a separate conversation. But I compared it to the Yankees-Orioles conversation that we had on the show yesterday with Will, and I was like, look, you're probably going to get Gunnar Henderson get beaned by the Yankees tonight for retaliation. That's a thing that still happens in men's sports every single day. And so, yeah, Truman, you owe me $50.
All right. You think Truman will give you the $50?
No, not
free haircut,
no.
Probably. Not free haircut, maybe?
He'll forget about it completely.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Billy, you have something that you want to talk about.
I just, you know, there's a guy on Twitter. It goes by T-Bone. He shows a lot of advantage slot machines and a lot of advantage plays. Matter of fact, yesterday, it's probably the last thing I retweeted was the piggies, which is very popular. They have them right here also. You jump on the machine when the certain pig is at a certain number. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger after, you know, and there's an advantage to it if the two pigs are really the blue and the yellow. Very popular machine. It's all over the internet, so you can look at it. You can even look at my tweet. So he sent me a He sent me something. He says, Bill, can I borrow $1,000? Just kidding. Was watching your YouTube show. So John and I were talking about it a couple weeks ago. People on Twitter that have DM'd and asked to borrow money. They're like, or, you know, because that happens sometimes. You know, people, they know you're a better, you know, you're a big better. And they, you maybe you just made a score like I made on Banchero or something. And so anyway, he said, you should see my DMs.
You will get DMs from strangers asking you for money.
Oh, I could show you a couple of them right around the door in the break. Yeah. Yeah. You should see. Anyway, he said, you should see the DMs because I hang with Steve Will Do It. This is a guy that's on Twitter. I really don't. No, I don't follow him or anything, so I don't know who really. I know he's a very generous guy, though. So people ask all the time. He said, I swear 25% of them are fake. I said, no, T-Bone, much more. They don't need the money. They're just trying to get money off someone. So you're being too nice. So anyway, talking about this, and of course these people, it's the quickest way to alienate someone. So if I'll follow you for a reason, there's something I liked, and if you're going to DM me, and that's just it. And then now you probably get blocked, and you know what I mean. It's stupid. It really is. Everyone wants to work for you. Everyone wants to be a runner, even though I don't use runners. I've had multiple tech and good guys, though, nice guys. It's just guys that are, you know, trying to make some extra money, and I don't blame them. I understand, but it's just not something I do. I don't. You really don't need runners in town because you have the apps. It's the apps that throw you out that maybe they're thinking they could be a runner for. So maybe like Stations or Coast or Treasure Island, someplace they can go in person, or Caesars now, that Caesars has banned me and limited me to a dollar. So now you can go to the counter and they can bet them for me, they're saying. But they don't understand that, especially like Coast. Sweatshops are gonna know who you are in 3-4 days after betting when something moves, you know, tremendously, and they're not gonna take much, and they're gonna say, oh, go play on the app. Then they limit you on the app, and that's the way they get rid of you. So the reason why I'm saying this is there was an advantage gambler that was playing machines in a couple different properties, and security came down and said something to him in high limit. And he just simply, now when I say advantage gambler, he's an advantage gambler. He's not cheating. He's just waiting for machines to get into the positive mode, or he's playing the positive mode, or the must hit progressives. They have to hit by a certain amount. I'll use a lower one. They're all around here. They must hit by $500 and they're on $480. Well, you should jump on it because it starts at $250. So, those type of machines, the same exact thing. And this guy was playing bigger ones. He's actually a big gambler, a big player, very smart, very astute. He gets followed from one casino to the next, and security from the one casino.
Same ownership, I would imagine.
It is. Yeah. So they call down and tell the next casino, hey, this guy's going over here, red shirt, you know, or white hat, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lack of communication along the way. So by the time it gets to the second casino, you know, they basically think that he stole the Lindbergh baby. You know, so now
he's on the lam inside the casino.
Yeah. So now security guys don't know. They're just listening to the surveillance is telling security. Security is telling the other security. And next thing you know, they think he's doing something illegal. He's a thief. They come in and tackle him. Smashed his head into the. Oh, he broke his nose and he broke his nose. Cracked
whoa,
the top of his eye. Like,
whoa.
Like, yeah.
Which is? Well, are you allowed
no,
to say?
I'm
which
not saying.
Nah.
I'm not saying because I don't think his. They offered him a lot of money. Just that they turned it down already. He turned it. His lawyer turned it down already. Of course, he has the best lawyer for the situation. But
what do you mean turned it down? Because they're going to sue?
Because it's going to be more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They offered him something. And they said no.
You tackled me and smashed my face
smashed
into the wall.
His face,
all
broke
I was doing
his
was
nose, his eye. All he was doing.
Oh, that's terrible.
He was basically a glorified sour rooter, as I say. I mean, they yeah. He was just he wasn't doing nothing illegal. I mean, listen, I like to say things about sour. It's fun.
Explain to
yeah,
folks who are just laying
I don't want nothing to happen to them guys, though.
Hold
I mean,
on. Explain to folks again what you mean by sour rooter.
There's advantage machines, as you guys noticed before I come in. I checked two of them over here, and there's two of them right there.
Yeah, I know.
I'll check those riches machines, too, just to see if the numbers are up to a certain level where I know it's an advantage or it's, you know, to play because it's getting ready to hit a bonus, a progressive, something like that. So I call those people that are their job every day is to go around the casinos and just actively stand behind the person that's playing, hoping they get up. And they use these mechanisms like smoking, blowing smoke, talking loud.
Mechanisms.
They'll use other things just to get you off the machine. Now, they're all over. Listen, almost everyone, even the Joe Publix, all know what I'm talking about. They see these groups of guys.
Caesar's Palace, that little area right in front of the buffet area, is packed with them.
Yes. Caesar's has tons of machines.
Yeah.
And you are so right.
Yes.
There's a bar there, a circular bar.
Oh, my.
Right behind that bar, there's like 25 machines.
I only know it because of your explanation. I'm like, oh, this is what Bill's talking about.
Oh, by the way, that's where my viral video came. I actually filmed right there behind that bar, 2.7 million views.
I'm like, look at them.
On one video.
They're rooting and they're sour.
Oh, they're sour. They're mad.
It's also one of the easier places because they have so many machines.
There's 25 of them.
They're doing, right? Because you're like, there's 100 machines.
Well, this is the whole key to the whole slot game to begin with, right? Like, I know a guy who exploits slot machines in Nevada and California, and his biggest point of all of it was, while the eye in the sky is on the blackjack tables looking for chicanery at the blackjack tables or at the craps table, but primarily blackjack tables, that none of that is focused on slots, generally speaking. And so, therefore, right, you can get away with whatever they're doing until it's like a crowd of them.
Yeah.
And then finally security comes over.
And they're really not doing anything illegal.
Right.
They're just watching the machines. But now, I do know, like, MGM Mirage threw them out for a while. You know, they couldn't. I was at Green Valley Ranch in High Limit, and I went to go check. There's a game called Ultimate X. I went to go check some Ultimate X's in the High Limit area. And a floor person came over to me, a shift manager, said, hey, we don't let people check machines in here. What are you going to do? I just, walked out. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they said. They don't allow people.
Yeah, well, if I had someone smoking in my face, like, I would say something to security also, right? Like, it'd be like, hey.
They'll blow smoke.
You might, but most people would just get up and leave.
Most people
go to the next machine.
They look for targets that are getting intimidated.
Yeah. Right.
So they look for people that get intimidated by they blow smoke on them, on people, and try to get the older people, the seniors, off the machines if they're playing a bonus machine that's about to hit. So that's what the sour rooters are.
Yep.
So anyway, but you'll see them in any casino. Gil, you picked it right off. Caesar's Palace, that round circle, they're there.
They're my favorite videos that Bill posts. Because if you had no context whatsoever, it's just like, what's this person doing standing in a casino? Why does Bill care?
They look so sour.
They're sour rooters.
And yet they're rooting for your departure.
Yeah.
More with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks. Wise Cracks, the name of the podcast.
It.
Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Next week, we're releasing our VSiN NFL betting guide. The guide is your ultimate resource for the football season, packed with detailed team, division, and conference analyses, and, of course, best bets for the upcoming NFL season. To get the guide, got to be a VSiN Pro subscriber, though. Right now, you can sign up for a VSiN Pro annual subscription for just $199. That's down from the regular price of $240. Plus, we're throwing in an extra month absolutely free. With a VSiN Pro subscription, you'll get exclusive access to premium analysis, expert picks, and advanced betting tools that'll give you the upper hand all year long. Don't miss your chance to sign up and save ahead of the NFL season. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe right now and use promo code ANG to claim your discount and bonus month.
ANG, like a numbers game.
A new gift for that special someone. That is VSiN.com/subscribe now. Use promo code ANG. England is going to take on Denmark in a little less than a half an hour. Jorge Mondaca, producer number 3, will make his play based on national anthem emotion. That's how he used to make his picks on the show. That was his greatest contribution to a numbers game. But we just had, what would you say, a gaggle of six? England fans.
It was a dozen.
It was probably 7 or 8.
With accents we could barely understand. And they were desperately searching.
They were almost on the show.
They were almost on the show.
They were sour rooting Kelly.
They were
behind you.
They were totally sour.
They were behind you, like during the middle of the show, and then they asked where to go. Like, oh, why isn't the soccer? And we couldn't. They had really thick accents. Nice bunch of young gents, but they did have. And of course, we sent them to another casino. Oh yeah, Circa has. Oh yeah, and Gil's like, yeah, absolutely, giant screens at Circa. So what's going to happen? We have 29 minutes to hope that it is on, and they're not coming back here. Going crazy on us.
You won't believe the screens.
Yeah, you won't believe the screens.
Yeah, get out of here.
I just hope they got my directions right, because if they hang a right on Fremont Street, they're going in a whole other way.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
What is this? What are we looking at here, Kelly? What is this sport here on the Olympics? Do we know?
Is basketball.
Oh, basketball. Odds to win the Olympic gold medal in basketball, USA, minus 400. Canada is our number one competitor. Was that Shea is the best player?
Jamal
on that?
Murray. Oh, Canada stacked, yeah. Man. Canada stacked. U.S. getting a little old. A little long in the tooth.
So what's Canada's odds, guys?
9-1.
Wow.
I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued.
By Canada? Yeah. Intrigued. Oh, interesting. Basketball, of course, traditionally, if you go back into Summer Olympics deep history, that was the sport that the United States never lost in until 1972 in Munich when we was robbed. Like, literally had the winning score a couple times, and the refs or the did something. It was all fixed, and we ended up with a silver. They gave it to Russia. It was the whole thing.
Wait, which one?
1972.
That was, like, the greatest upset ever, that one?
Greatest robbery ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one, like, everybody brings up Lake Placid as, like, the greatest upset ever, but it was really, like, the Soviets beating us in basketball, like, that year?
Probably, yeah. Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. Not like any of us can remember. But I'm just saying.
A lot of things on the show today. Too soon. Sorry.
There's a history. And then, of course, the Dream Team in 92 being the pinnacle of it all, when that was the first time that the U.S. was not strictly amateur. We're
right,
like, okay,
right.
We'll give you pro players. Here you go.
Because you had the Soviets that just, like, the basketball players would be like, cool, here's your full-time job is to train in basketball for the next 4 years until the Olympics come again.
Well, yeah.
Makes sense.
Bill, you bet on the Olympics at all?
Not really. I mean, I have in the past, but not really.
I don't remember here in Vegas. Is it widely available? Do we get to bet the Olympics? Like, I don't even remember.
I think for, like, the basics, really? You know, like, yeah. This, right? Like, there'll be basketball and golf and stuff like that up, but
tennis, I hope,
you know, like Drew's swimming trials, probably not.
We got a tennis question. Coco Gauff 6-1 to win Wimbledon. Julio Enroseo, maybe, says, spoken in a gentleman's southern jog, is good day, Gil. 6-1 on Coco, worth an investment to win Wimbledon. She's got a shot. I'm not betting her. I mentioned I bet Iga +378 yesterday. I think Sabalenka, Swiatek, and Rybakina, no particular order, are correctly the short shots, but there's a path for Coco for sure. And then someone else asked about long shots in tennis. In tennis or golf, this is from Nick G. In tennis or golf, would there ever be a circumstance a number is so big you would have to take it, knowing the player can get deep and not be able to win it, and would look to hedge off of it to make money? Sure, if value is value, as they say. And so if I think a number is way off, like Jack Draper, we brought up with Zach, or Zach brought it up earlier. Jack Draper at really long odds at Wimbledon probably represents a lot of value. Do I think he can win it? Again, the proverbial, is there a path? Yes, we'll have to see what the draw is. But he took down Carlos Alcaraz today. Could he win a gauntlet of matches in a row? Maybe he could. But to your point, if there's ever a situation where I think someone can make a deep run but not win it, would I ever take it? With that thought in advance, I would not.
Yeah, I think it's...
I would.
It's a good question because I think it's a question we actually get. We don't talk about often, but I get rather frequently, and it's... In that situation, you just bet, like, well, let's use tennis more as an example. I think it's a better example than golf for that question. You would just bet him in early matches then and hopefully make your money then instead of betting a futures ticket and looking to monetize that late in the tournament.
It wouldn't be how I would play it, yeah. A good friend, Shillionaire. Just imagine Kelly in stride with a pronounced arm swing, top hat, and monocle all in full effect. Long shots. Have a good day, guys.
That's a good look. I get
Cheerio, he said.
Whenever I do wear my Panama hat, I'm big on hats. Whenever I get that, I look like the guy from Jurassic Park. And what is it, the Miracle on 34th Street, whatever the old guy's name is. I don't know the actor's name.
He died.
Miracle on
34th. He did just recently pass away, right? Yeah.
You're good. Very good actor.
From Jurassic Park.
Richard Attenborough.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Wow, you got it.
Guys
in the back. Yeah. I thought it was the guys, the soccer guys.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear anything Gil just told me. Mr. I just heard Attenborough. Richard Attenborough. Yeah.
Buddhist man, Kelly, my grandfather mined coal in the Great Mountains of Pennsylvania. Gil, my grandfather had a little more difficult. Did the old Rachel Dratch, Debbie Downer thing there. Bill, what else is on your mind? You had a list. Put a bow on that story.
Yeah.
So that guy's suing, is what you're saying.
Yes. He's going to get a lot of money. Probably seven figures.
You know what got a lot of traction last week also from you? Not only the one you posted, but the notion that, and by the way, people who were not into gambling actually chimed in with me personally about this. They were fascinated by the notion of, yes, if, you know, in the way that the world works, that you're entitled to reimbursement when you are wronged. But if you took money from someone else and lost it in a casino, somehow the casino was above the law. A lot of people were fascinated by it.
Yeah, they are. I mean, but someone pointed out to me there was a couple cases, someone on Twitter, that, yes, they did give the money back at Caesars in Atlantic City one time. So, and there was a movie based on something. I felt, maybe Owning Mahoney.
Owning Mahoney.
Yeah, so maybe, maybe that was also a case.
That was one of Chris Andrews' great story times.
Oh, wow.
Owning Mahoney.
I only seen it once. Good movie, though, right?
I'd like to go back and watch.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and watch.
Wait, what was Chrissy's story about? I don't know if I remember.
One of the people from the movie, I believe, was in the casino with. I don't remember the story exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, to further expand on another topic, obviously after the tweets yesterday and the last 2 days, it's a sensitive subject.
A lot of people chimed in on your tweet.
This was about the card pulling. So people said, oh, my God, you're talking about a subject, and what's the big deal if I hide chips and stuff? And you want to know something? Yes, you know, being a card counter, if you're in a casino and if you're playing blackjack counting cards and there's green chips in play and even black chips in play, which probably won't be, but you probably should pocket some of the greens if there's five, six players at the table. And so people were saying, oh, well, the floor person's going to know it was you. Not if you do it very cleverly. It's not, there's That's five right. or six people at a table. Let me just explain something else. So the Silver Sevens, they're on the corner of Flamingo and Paradise, which, by the way, I am 86 from. They walked me to the door, and they pulled a little card out of their pocket, and then they filled in the blanks on the form letter.
Used to be Terribles, right?
I got thrown at Terrible. I got 86 from Terribles.
Wait, please continue with this. What is the card?
It's a little card that all...
Is it for you or for them?
No, all security guys have this on all the casinos. If they're going to... throw out somebody. I forget the word. Undesirable. I don't know. There's an official word.
Right.
And they say they pull the card out and they fill in the blank. Bill Krakenberger, you're not allowed at any of our casinos or gas stations, by the way.
Yes. Some gas stations.
That's
I wouldn't go to their gas stations anyway. They're the most highest in the world. The Chevron Terribles gas stations. The
Terribles.
Yeah, but that's a pretty cool statement to drop. Be like, actually, I can't get gas there. I'm banned.
Yeah.
Like a banned.
What is the term they use to go?
I'm trying to think of the term they use, but they throw you out for, and they threw me out because I wouldn't give my name at a blackjack table.
Yeah.
And I was playing in fact, that's what I'm going to talk about. They had a loss rebate there. It was really good. You would go in and they give you 10% of your losses back. So if you go in and play craps, put $1,000 on, you had to be $1,000 or more loss. Put $1,000 on the table, throw the dice. If you win, you leave. If you lose, just go to the cage and get $100 back. I know it doesn't sound like anything
still,
fun.
Still going?
There is still some kind of a rebate there. I think it's 5%. So, casino.
I know what Kelly's doing today.
Okay. So, Silver Sevens and Casino Royal have these type of deals where they give you a percentage back. So, if you're taking chips off the table in that situation, you're creating a false loss. And it's definitely, I would say, not only frowned upon, it's probably illegal in that casino to do that. So people got all upset and, oh, my God, it's not illegal. You could pull your car. You could. Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying there's one case going on and that I heard differently. That's all.
By Casino Royal, you mean Casino Royale?
Casino Royale. That's what I mean.
Where they pay you off in like 20s at the sportsbook.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's some sportsbook. It's the smokiest place in town.
It's the worst. More with the Crack Man on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Bar Canada at the Day, downtown Las Vegas. Brought to you by DraftKings. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlet. It's A Numbers Game. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crack Man here with us. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Henry's Boy 2. Also, Gil, none of the 72 basketball team accepted their silver medals. Still in a vault. Love the show. And crack. Thank you. Montreal Max. Just saw that was a great segment regarding the slots and DMs asking for money and casino tackling from security. From crack, talking about the T-Bone tweet to him on his weekly unscripted segment with Gil.
Big fan of the show. Good guy.
Good guy. I love his tweets.
Great stuff.
Randy McKay, our buddy Randy McKay, just left Wendover, Nevada. No sour rooters there, he
said.
Wow.
See, because Randy knows those spots to go to.
Yeah.
Now that you opened the clam, my friend, I'm going to tell them on air here. He has places in like Colorado. They're like almost to him, where he just goes in and guaranteed just how much is how much money he's going to make. He's going to make money because there's no sour rooters there. So Wendover, Nevada, I have to be honest with you. I never even heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I mean, is that like out of Vegas Vacation, Randy?
We all know that. What's the kid's name? Rusty, right? Rusty, yeah. From Vegas Vacation, based off of Randy McKay, I put a quarter in, I win a car. I put a quarter in, I win a car. Betting stories are my favorite Vegas betting stories.
He's up to like 17 cars.
He's up to like 17 cars.
That's unbelievable. Rusty from Vacation?
Yeah.
Man, Dad, you must have jumped that car 50 yards. Nothing to be proud of, Russ. Nothing to be proud of, Rusty. He pauses for a few seconds. He goes, 50 yards. So great. And this one is from, let's see. Kelly's got his plans today where he's going. This is from Scheman A. Smith. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is a good topic. If Massachusetts actually cracks down on sportsbooks limiting players, what would the changes they make look like? And could it lead to a bigger change in the industry? You familiar with this?
That's a real story?
It's a real story. That in Massachusetts, they are at least acting like they're going to address the notion of casinos limiting successful bettors.
Wow.
I don't know, Scheman A. Everything I would answer, anyone here would be speculative on this. But I would love to believe that something will happen there and that it would have legs in other jurisdictions. Do I believe it? I do not. I do not believe that it will happen.
I mean,
this
is where you get back to what percentage of bettors actually win. Right. There's just not I would think there's not enough people to make a big enough of a stink about that for it to actually end up changing.
But the root of this is that gaming, it acts like gaming's position is we were unaware of this happening.
Yeah.
In Massachusetts. Yeah. That was their position. We didn't know that casinos were doing this. Sportsbooks, rather, were doing this. So, you know. And you know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm just their guest here. If they were kosher, then yes, they would actually crack down on this kind of thing. But from all of our experience here in this state and beyond, the way this goes, do I think that this will spawn some national movement of this? I hate to be cynical, but I don't, sadly.
Going back to that person, Julio, I hope I pronounced his name right, Julio N. Rosso. He also asked about Colorado, where the large amount of books available in Colorado with the large amount, is it still good to do? Is it something I would do? We're frustrated about the lower limits. Let me tell you something. People move there, like Randy, speaking of which.
Yeah.
They moved to Colorado because of all these sports books that were going to be there. And it was great for a while. But yes, now they're limiting severely and throwing people out. And so I think people are looking to move back. So, yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
What was your fireworks story?
So I put a tweet up the other day. I put a public service announcement, and it was about – it seems like this only happens out here. And I realized why, because I guess fireworks are illegal in New York and New Jersey. I guess in Pennsylvania. I guess you can't buy them there. But here you can. You can buy fireworks here, and so they'll have block parties in little neighborhoods, and they'll set up their, you know, little lounge chairs and, you know, little benches out in front of someone's yard. And so they'll set up fireworks off in the street. Well, this was a video from last year. I retweeted it this year. And this particular one was caught on film on the security camera, maybe their Ring or whatever. And they had the fireworks set up in a shoe. I don't know. A bottle was probably wobbly too. Well, they had it in a shoe and
called a bottle rocket for a reason.
Yeah. So the shoe obviously tipped over, or and sure enough, it shot right at the family of 10 that were sitting on the lawn. And of course, they have the baby the closest to the firework because the baby wants to, the closest person is all by himself, the baby. And sure enough, it shot all over the like literally at the people. And now one of the fire streaks lit up the mother load under the car. Oh. And it was like a, bombing of a country. I mean,
they put the fireworks underneath the car.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The end of it is unbelievable. So I just want to tell people out there.
PSA.
Now here's the PSA for this though. Listen, I'm an animal lover. I even put a tweet up about fostering or adopting animals and dogs and cats and people and for people to look at. So the animals hate July 4th. They hate fireworks.
Yeah.
So I would just go to a nice fireworks show. They have them downtown here. They have them at different. Why do you have to have a big thing in your neighborhood where, by the way, I know someone that 2 years ago, there were people setting up fireworks in the field. One landed on a guy's house. His house burnt down. He was in the house. They actually went and got him up, but he's still out of that house. That house burnt down to the ground.
The rate of private fireworks mishaps
is
so high. Yeah. The most famous in sports, of course, Jason Pierre-Paul. A finger and a finger and a half, no longer. With him. When I was a kid, I shouldn't even laugh about this. When I was a kid, my brother was doing something in his. It's doing something with fireworks inside the house. They went off. I don't know how he didn't get hurt by it. I don't know what happened, but it made this massive noise. I remember my dad running. What are you doing?
Oh my God!
And I just remember thinking to myself, "Oh God, what is he doing? Like, what is that? What is happening?"
Yeah, me and my cousins used to fire bottle.
Yeah, we liked bottle rockets. Yeah. We liked the cherry. They were like Roman candles.
Roman
candles, and there's a little Twizzler firework things. And listen, I grew up on a boardwalk beach town. That's you do on the beach. You're not going to do it where you can, hit houses. Cars and families that are not prepared.
You're right. So. You're right about your animals. Animals can't stand it.
Animals
they
can't stand
freak
it.
Out. Roman yeah, so, candles. So that's what I was thinking.
What are you thinking?
Roman candles.
Roman candles. That's yeah. So you fire them at each other.
Yeah, you really get a good shot at each other with
can't
those.
Can't say I've ever done
things
that.
You should get PSA. Things you should not do.
Yeah. But no. That so I know it's that time of the year. I know
by Romaniac. That's what he is. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but anyway, what do you guys got set for the weekend? What are you guys doing? Anything? Trying to get something out of you?
Kelly's going right into the heart of a tropical storm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, what's there?
Yeah. I decided not to take vacation in Florida, Bill. Okay. So I'm going to go to Austin, Texas with a bunch of people from Florida and apparently a tropical storm's hitting.
Oh, wow. Because I heard Austin's great. I heard Austin's a great town.
None of us have been. We're just going to. We wanted to pick a fun city.
Comedy club there is Joe Rogan's comedy club there.
We're going there one night, I believe. Yeah.
I know Dice was there. My man Dice was there a couple nights. Sold out so quickly. Had to add an additional night.
Feels like a minus EV move for you though. It really does.
Okay. We're going to I got really excited about this. Might be a minus EV move too though. Yeah. There is some bar I guess that does something with. Chickens as far as what spot they land on or something.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, well, this we're betting on this. I know you can't bet in Texas, but I'm betting on it.
Hey, I know you guys had to talk about this, and I missed the very beginning of the show. You did talk about the crap table person, right?
Oh, no, I brought it up. Where did that happen at? I saw the video.
Reno.
Explain to people in 30 seconds. What do you got?
A person was drunk, visibly upset. Jumps on a crap table, starts grabbing the chips and throwing them like Sharon Stone in Casino to people. Gil, you didn't see it? You didn't see it at all?
He's rolling around the table.
Rolling around. By the way, now I find out from somebody, it's a female. That was a female with a hat on.
Okay.
She gets on the table, starts taking the chips and just starts throwing them all back. And everyone and they couldn't get her off the table. She was fighting all the security and fighting the dealers and stuff. And there was one guy at the crap table, an old man with a cane with a nice cowboy hat. He just wanted to get another roll. He's like, when are we going to have the next roll? Yeah.
When is this going to be cleaned up?
Would the accounting after something like that be difficult?
I want to know what happens chip-wise? What happened?
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, how do you restore that?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I figure you guys talked about it. It was a big story. It's like it went viral about this person on the crap table throwing chips everywhere.
It was on CNN and Fox and everything.
I didn't think to bring it up because I feel like I see one of those videos once a week.
Right? Really? So, it didn't hit my radar. Yeah.
Some drug person.
All right, Bill. Yeah. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. We've done all we can do. If you're on the radio side, Gojo and Golic are next. If you're watching the pictures, it's Best Bets. Kelly is going on vacation. He will be gone tomorrow. Dustin Sweetelson will be in his spot tomorrow. And among the stuff we're doing tomorrow, Steve Fezzik for three segments on the show. That is always fascinating. We'll do that tomorrow. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.